This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're supposed to be on with marching band music right now, confusing everybody as to why our regular music isn't on. And I think the marching band is asking for more money. We're trying to.
Well, the regular music is on the air.
Oh, is it? Okay. Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah
thank you, Daniel. Yeah. Because then people would think we've gone off the rails. Yeah, we do. We don't want that.
I mean, we did a few minutes ago. We did like the shortest marching band. Apparently now we're doing the quietest marching band.
Right, I could barely hear him. But the other one, where I think we thought we were kind of wondering why it was such a short, marching band song, and then we realized that they were marching in I think Minocan, right, Todd?
Yep, that was the downtown Minocan parade.
So and, as long as the parade lasted, so it was you know, it was fine. It was fine.
That's
it was
all fun. You can do.
Time, yeah.
You make it from one end to the other, it's done. You know.
Kevin, will they play now? Or are they still? That's marching band music, by the way. That is marching band music. That's the kind of stuff I hear and the hair stands up on the back of my neck in the parking lot of the Larry Center Grand Forks with the UND football team and Bubba Schweigert, you know, pride of Zealand. So he comes flying out with the team and they're playing that music and they march through and then you go... That's what I like. And same thing in a parade. They come by and you don't want them to leave. You want them to stop and right where you are and go. So we're in parade mode, if you can't tell, folks, because we're going to be tomorrow at the Autumn Harvest Parade. Right? Or Autumn Fest.
It's Autumn Fest.
Would you write it down for me? Autumn Fest Parade. 9:15, meet us at the Capitol. They'll tell you when you come in where to go.
You got your baton, right?
Pardon me?
You have your baton, right?
Oh, I forgot. Thank you for reminding me. Phil Parker said we were going to be.
You can't play
baton.
The part of Stork if you don't have your baton.
I don't have a baton. I mean, it would be a little weird if I did, but I think I could probably go to the, thrift store and find one. I'm not going to go, a store, because I'll never use it again. It'd probably be
you'll use it in every parade. Come on now. Every parade has to have Stork at the front.
You think
you don't remember Stork, folks, the guy from Animal House, who apparently wrote part of the script. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. By the way, if you want us to stop talking about this nonsense, all you need to do is call 701-258-0550.
You're not calling a parade nonsense, are you?
No, just that we're kind of having a little too much fun with this. So thanks to Congressman Kramer. Sorry we didn't get to all the questions. We honestly never do, but he actually has a very long answers, but very good answers. If they're long answers just to be long, this is a trick, by the way. I've long since discovered interviewing people. Well, this goes back to my days at KOKK in Huron, South Dakota. KDMA in Montevideo, Minnesota. So if you ask somebody a question and they talk and talk and talk and talk, and you have a scheduled 10-minute interview session, that's their way of using up the time. Kent Conrad was the absolute master of this. I think if you go find the book on it, He'll tell you exactly how to do this. Every politician should not, in my mind or Todd's mind, read this because we want you actually to be human. But anyway, when you do it long enough, I didn't at first. I was like, I can't interrupt the guy. He's a senator. I can't say anything. I'm going to let him talk, Mark Andrews would never do this. Mark Andrews is just a sweet, nice guy and, tell you what you needed to hear, ask another question, you go. But Kent Conrad, did he want that interview to be over? He wanted that to be. Byron Dorgan does a little bit of it, but he's a little... less disciplined in it, where you can kind of sneak in with Byron and say, okay. But I stop them dead on their tracks when I detect they're doing that. I don't like it. Kevin wasn't today. He was really just answering some questions and drilling down a little bit, and sometimes that's a good way to do it. So appreciate that. I'll go through some of the questions here. Dianne Feinstein. That's all it says, Dianne Feinstein. I didn't get a chance to ask Kevin about this, but I will say this about Dianne Feinstein. I do not like the woman. I respect she served all these years, but she is a pro-abortion a cheerleader who was rivaled only probably by Heidi Heitkamp and her, you know, Planned Parenthood is perfect, do everything, and I don't care that babies feel pain, abort them. And, you know, so she's been freaking out about Brett Kavanaugh because she assumes that he'll be, a vote against Roe versus Wade. And by the way, quick sidebar here on Brett Kavanaugh and Roe versus Wade. I heard, and I heard experts who heard him say he was a, what's the word again? I forget the fancy legal term, but it basically means settled law. You know, this isn't one we're going to reach back into and take a look at. And I don't remember the word, but he wasn't exactly. He said more than I even thought he would, giving some fire there. So anyway, she has found evidently a secret letter, and the secret letter is from his. Wait for it, Todd. Kevin. Daniel, wait for it. The letter has been unearthed from his high school file. Yeah, and so if, you know, by the way, if somebody does that for me, Montevideo and Huron, hi, the radio show ends, and if you hear Todd one day saying, you know, it's kind of not referencing anything about me or my name, they found my high school file, just so you know.
Oh, I've got a high school file that'll keep me from getting elected to be dog catcher.
Yeah, my middle school file was worth, actually. That's when I threw milk against the wall and then, you know, wouldn't own up to it. And the president made every boy sit in a, you know, an auditorium meeting and say all activities would be canceled until the person comes forward. So, yeah, thank you. Nice pressure as a ninth grader. You know, it is just... But by the way, it was me that threw the milk, just so you know. And in high school, that whole thing.
Well, now
about,
you admit it. You're in your 50s, and now you admit it.
Yeah, I don't even go back to class reunions because of that. the other thing that I have scars from is Loved Lover Boy. Sorry, don't say anything. 80s band. Come on, this was 83. I was graduating. Loved Lover Boy, and went to the Sioux Falls Arena to watch Lover Boy in concert. And I happened to know somebody who knew somebody, and I got a bunch of tickets. Oh, Todd, you're going to have to describe this one or find the audio because I just got a hilarious text. But anyway, thank you. So Lover Boy, it was just great. I loved him, okay? The leather pants I wasn't so much for, but the music was really good, you know? And
you didn't have leather pants? There's a shocker.
I would do hops and play their music. Anyway, they're playing. I get tickets. What am I going to do with tickets? If you had tickets for the biggest concert ever, what would you do, Kevin?
I would go to the concert.
No, I had mine and I was going to go, but I had like 250 tickets.
Oh, jeez.
I had like, 300 tickets.
How did that happen?
I knew a promoter guy, and he said, go ahead and sell these tickets for me. So what are you going to do with the tickets if you got 250 tickets? You're going to sell them.
Yeah.
Because I hold in the money. And scalping was legal in South Dakota, and it's okay. You know, don't worry about that little detail. But anyway, so I sell them, but I sold them in the lunchroom. And I also did the announcements at school. And so I could go.
Here we go.
Hey, kids, by the way, with all the other announcements that you didn't listen to, Lover Boy, may I repeat, Lover Boy, so that's when they then listen, right, is in Sioux Falls on Thursday, and I have tickets, and you can buy them for blanks. Meet me in the lunchroom. They let me do it. They didn't care. They didn't even know who Lover Boy was. They're like, yes, Hammond's just selling some things from a stupid concert and whatever. So anyway, I sell all 250 in about, you know, like 3 minutes, maybe four, and the Thursday the concert comes. You know, you see, you're down there with like 300, maybe even more people, because other people bought them without me. And so Friday, day after the concert, how many of those 400 do you think were at school, do you think? Were So, I have this distinction in my file of like orchestrating the largest attendance deficit in the history of the Huron High School. And I came at noon. I did better than most, you know, but I did shortly after my noon class hear something to the tune of Scott Hennen to the office. Scott Hennen, you lover boy, get to the office. And then they went, wait a minute, what was that whole lover boy thing you were saying? What happened? Did you use a Okay. Suspended 2 days.
Oh.
2 days. Now, nobody said I couldn't sell, and I didn't exactly ask. I think the suspension was unfair, and that appeal is in there. But anyway, sorry, that was a really long story that you didn't really want.
Kevin, I think we need to refer to Scott as Loverboy now every time we see.
Right?
Hey, Loverboy.
How are
you going today, Loverboy?
Start calling you Reno.
It's a long way of telling you Brett Kavanaugh, who now categorically denies the claim about alleged behavior in high school, categorically denies, meaning Dianne Feinstein is a liar. She's a liar and a leaker. So, but Frank, in Northwest Minnesota, you didn't call about that. What did you call about? What's on your mind?
I actually did call about that. Just a warning to all these kids that are expecting, knock it off. You'll never get nowhere in life.
Kids that are what? Sexting, you said?
Sexting. They take pictures of their body parts and send them to
them. I know. I just... nudies.
How do you know this, Scott?
I was just part of a forum at West Fargo High School where experts said, are you ready for this? They said they believe well over 50% of kids are sending nude pictures back and forth to each other in high school. Have you seen your kids' phones lately? That's the thing. No, hang on, Frank. We'll get you on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyBlackBowlGuide.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email Jim@IndyBlackBowlGuide.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why are you clapping? You like recognize this or something?
I'm digging it. Oh. I'm excited.
It is good. I just hear the cheering.
You can't help but get excited about it. That's all.
This is in a parade. This is us tomorrow. Autumn Fest parade. This is us.
Scott Innes reprising the role of Stork.
Yeah. Bring that up louder. I need it. Who's Stork?
Oh. Hey, come on, Animal House. With the baton, marching everybody into the alley.
Oh, I forgot about him. Stork.
And I'll be Senator Blutarski.
Turn it up.
Oh, they all ran into the back of the alley.
They ran into the alley? The parade went, well, parades don't go down the alley.
No, the band. They bent up the trombone and they ran the movie.
I'm finally getting this. It's Animal House. Yeah, okay, I got it. Yeah. Texter says here, maybe D-Day couldn't get Heidi's parade limo done in time, so she's riding D-Day. In this. What is that? What is that thing that's got like a skull on it? Is that the parade? Who's in that in the parade?
That's the what the fraternity made for the parade. That was their parade entry.
Contribution.
The Deathmobile.
Yeah, the big smokestack there behind it. Yeah,
exactly. So,
she can get votes.
What the hell is supposed to do, you moron?
She would get votes if she rode in that deal. I'm telling you what. Right now, we got to go back to Frank. He's waiting a long time. Frank, can I just tell you that H.A. Thompson & Sons is a company that built Bismarck? I know they wouldn't want me to. Mark Thompson, if you're here right now, you go, please don't say that, because we did that with a lot of other people. But I can say that. I mean, 1908, they built Bismarck. I mean, they really did. Now they're building other communities around the country. HATandSons.com to find out more. They are good people. And they will, you know, if you're in business, want them to manage your mechanical, whatever that might be. You will have certainty on the bottom line. And in these days, when, you know, you got to fight for every inch, that's important. And they fight for every inch with you at H.A. Thompson and Sons. And I know you knew that, Frank, but it was a good way for you to just wait while I forgot that I had to do that. So anyway, what's on your mind? You have something else you wanted to tell us.
Well, second of all, H.A. Thompson, it takes them guys to build a village, not Hillary. Second thing. The blue wave that's coming, it's Florence, but it'll be gone by November, so don't worry.
What's coming? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Florence is coming.
Todd, do you know what
talking about the blue wave? The blue wave.
Florence.
Florence, but
hurricane.
Oh, I got it.
It'll be gone by November, don't worry.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Go away.
Boy, I didn't honestly even know the name of this hurricane because I don't pay attention to the names. I just watch people on TV act like they're going to tip over when they aren't, and then it's over, and then it's done, and you feel bad for people that got it bad. But so do you want a blue wave? Is that what you're saying, Frank?
No, it'll be gone by November.
Oh, I get it. Man, you just have too many puns for me. I'm just, I'm willing to take up a collection for you to get a new phone so we can actually hear you. But other than that, everything you've said is like really, really, like top notch.
You really are playing the part of Stork getting the joke last, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm being dead serious. I'm not a little slow today. Frank, thank you very much. I appreciate that so much. So Washburn's a really good place, and the parade there would last a whole half a song for sure, I'm pretty sure. Not like Minokin in like two steps. But Ben, what's on your mind? You're next on the program today.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Scott. On my mind today, I had some issues with, I'm a conservative. I want to vote for Congressman Kramer. On the other hand, I feel, and then the information I've been getting from that's been pounded down our throat as a union member, the AFCLO is stating that Heidi's percentage of voting for union labor is right around 80%, and Kramer's is at 20. And as a conservative, I really want to be able to vote for Kramer. On the other hand, with my job and my career, the issues that are a little more important to me, depending on if I'm going to be able to be working in this state as a union member, I feel I almost have to vote for Heidi. And if Kramer could change his voting percentage to get it up a little higher, maybe that'd make a big difference with the people in the union labor workforce.
I never trust the ratings. I look at the votes, okay? So, like, Heidi Heitkamp has an 80% rating with Planned Parenthood, okay? And you go look at her voting record on that, and you say, wow, there's a lot of There's a, you know, I remember that one. I remember that one. Otherwise, when it happens sometimes, it's, you know, it's done as a procedural thing. And obviously the unions are going to put out voting guides that would sort of favor, in this case, Heidi over or her. I think unions are getting smarter and smarter about saying, you know, he could win. And under, but to your point, look, if I'm a union member, I'm going to do what I think I need to do as a union member. I'm not going to try to talk you differently out of that. But I would just say, I heard you say repeatedly you're conservative. And yeah. Assuming you are and you don't have a script in front of you, which, by the way, happens from folks on the left that want to get in some plugs on talk radio. But I'll just assume you are. Take you at your word, Ben. Conservative. I would take a step back from, you know, a voting card that I'm not judging one way or the other. I don't know who would be better. I would guess Heidi Heitkamp would be better. She's a Democrat. I mean, Democrats just sort of have to vote all union. I don't know, but I think it's become a deal where, okay, Heidi, you're pro union, but you voted against every one of them to get a pay cut. I mean, a pay hike, a tax cut, a boost. So you may be pro-union and do what the bosses tell you and all the lobbyists who wine and dine you, but are you doing what the members need? You know, what's the difference there? But I think unions are going to be around enough where you don't need – you are not in a position where, oh, Heidi Heitkamp loses, we're toast. You're not. I mean, the unions are strong. But what I would tell you, going back again to setting the union stuff aside, Ben, my own personal take on it would be – your vote in this race could affect whether Chuck Schumer stays in control and a whole lot of other liberals that are going to do things overall to the economy to give you less work as a union guy. You vote for those folks and coal takes a hit. You vote for those folks and oil takes a hit. You vote for those folks. So that's who you're voting for. You're voting for Chuck Schumer just as much. You know, Elizabeth Warren and her radical left stuff, because Heidi Heitkamp toes the line a little bit now on her conservative votes. But when she is, if she's reelected, she would not likely at all run for reelection. I don't believe, I've heard that from people on her side. I'm not putting words in her mouth. So she doesn't need necessarily to vote, the election way anymore. Does any of that make sense, Ben?
Yes, it absolutely does. You know, that's why I'm conflicted, because everything that's happening with the left and when Trump getting elected, I feel like North Dakota has benefited as far as the industries with power and coal. And I would hate to have the power shift and that go away because of a narrow-minded vote on one person or the other.
You're a wise dude, and I appreciate the conversation very much. And I tell you, I know Kevin Cramer is very, very solid in what he believes, okay? And you can't come in and have him go, okay, because he wants to be nice. He won't do that. He'll always listen. I mean, I saw him with ethanol and a couple of different issues at the EPA that he disagreed with, but he's very kind. He listens. They just gave him an award, Growth Energy.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall along the southeastern shore of North Carolina early Friday while continuing to batter the state with fierce winds, rain, and flooding. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina says search and rescue teams are ready to go.
We have search and rescue teams from 19 different states who've come to North Carolina and are on the ready. And, of course, we have our local teams that are out there along with state teams. And, yes, we have volunteers who come in with boats like the Cajun Navy. They are here. We know that we are going to be needing them in the coming days because this water is going to continue to rise. Massive storm surge coming in at high tide with more rain falling into the rivers. There's just nowhere else for that water to go.
Volkswagen's American unit announced that it would end global production of the Beetle in 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That's like a pure talent right there. That's pure talent. And I think Scott Johnson told us there are going to be 17 or 18 bands tomorrow. And, of course, we're seventh. We're going to be following Congressman Kevin Cramer. You can follow Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Get to it, folks. Get to it. Yes. And somebody's telling me about footwear here. Boots. I should wear boots like you wear hunting. Like you wear on the farm. Huh. Daniel, I'm going to put a telephone number on your screen from a gentleman by the name of Doug Hilly. And Doug is a rancher friend of mine down in St. Anthony. When I was there during calving season broadcasting the show, he told me about a pair of boots, and I immediately... Oh, I think he said when you're coming, we wear such and such kind of boots. Anyway, I bought them. I don't remember the name of them. That's what I want to ask you, but you're right. They were more comfortable than any pair of tennies I've ever worn. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, Vern, somewhere in Minnesota, wants to go. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I want to make a comment about Ben that was just on the line. About because he's a union member, he feels he's got to look out for the union interests and vote Democrat. And I just wanted to remind Ben that the unions have never had it so good under Trump as they have, because, it, like you said, it was the Democrats that want to push all their jobs out of the area. Trump is not necessarily anti-union. He's looking for fair wages for everybody.
All great points. You know, you and I you know, failed to tell him about that. I think sometimes, and I'm not denigrating him at all because I appreciate the conversation, but I think sometimes people, when I first heard him, honestly thought it was a, you know, somebody that was supporting Heidi, but is acting like they're conservative and really not going to, you know, but he clearly wasn't, and you know, there are some of them out there. But here's what I think, and this isn't only about union folks, but maybe this is him. Maybe it's like, I vote Democrat because I'm in the union, and doesn't pay a ton of attention to it, and just has that guiding principle. And there's people out there that don't. They just go along with what they've done and what the parents have done. I'd say that about Democrats. It's sad how many Democrats elected, I'm sorry, Republicans elected Hillary Clinton. That too. Republicans who elected Heidi Heitkamp, okay? Because they got swayed into that. But there's also, we could have made up that and 10 times more if people who truly live their lives as Republicans, who don't want the government intruding and everything, who don't want people taking care of them things, but vote Democrat because their mom and dad did. Their grandparents did. We're a Democrat family. Oh, okay, why? Well, we just are. Oh, okay, you're for bigger government and higher taxes, and, well, no. Well, then why are you, do you know what I mean, Vern?
Yeah, no, the reason that labor unions promote the Democrat Party so much is because they're part of the swamp. The upper echelons of all of our major things are all part of the swamp. And it unfortunately, it's part that has to go. But that doesn't mean that the labor union isn't still just as strong, because it's the people that give it its strength. It's not the leaders.
Good point. Good point, Vern. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. You let me know when we find Doug, Daniel, if you'd call him there on that line, because I gotta answer the question of this listener who wants me to wear boots. What's on your mind is brought to you in part today by your friends at Pipers. Pipers.com. Just saw them out at Big Iron and getting ready to see them again. We're going to be, as you know, doing part of our show coming up here in a couple of weeks from a machinery auction. It's actually a retirement farm auction in Carson. That's a week from Tuesday. And I haven't told them that this, I'm not physically going to be there, but we're going to have them on and Kevin and his team, Jim Sabi and others that are there. I've got a conflict that I didn't know about because it came later after we talked about going down there, and that's the conflict called Donald Trump Jr. So anyway, be at the North Dakota Petroleum Council most of that week. But that's going to be kind of fun. So that's the 25th, 10 a.m. Then the next day, a lot of folks are buzzing about this 1,126 acres at Morton County. And, you know, when I click the button here and look at the video, I just want to run there and tackle anybody else that wants to bid on this place, because it's pretty amazing. And the auction location will actually be Ramada Inn, but the land auction that you want to go see here in the next couple of weeks, because the event is Wednesday, September 26th, 11 a.m. in Mandan, is actually online. So you can check all that out, Morton County. And there is a video. Pipers.com. Call them at 877-700-4099. That's just a couple. They have a ton. Check it out, Pipers.com. Mary Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I'm talking about who we're going to vote for and who we're not going to vote for. All of my life, adult voting life, I should say, I have voted for Heidi. I have campaigned for Heidi. I will not be voting for her this time. The straw that broke the camel's back was when all that junk was going on down south, and she said nothing. She did nothing. She said nothing. She allowed us to be, it's kind of a strong word, but she allowed us to be terrorized up here in Bismarck, and if we were terrorized here, I can't imagine what those guys down there were having to go through. That, by those guys, I mean the landowners, etc. It's just... And what really, really put the frosting on the cake was the high five with Schumer after the vote. That I'm so done, and I sit here and can't answer the question: what happened? What happened to this lady? Where did she go? Where is that person that I used to feel so strong about? Because she's obviously not there anymore. And if you take that a step further with this crud that's happening with Kavanaugh now at the last minute, where is she standing up and saying, hey, wait a minute, this is really dirty pool? You know, I have classmates, guy classmates, that did junk when they were in high school, too, and they turned out to be really exceptional adults. Why would a person hold that against someone that many years later, if it's even true?
It's not true. It's Anita Hill in disguise. It's, you know, it's It's not true. He's categorically denied it already. It's so obvious. We have to throw a Hail Mary to try and defeat this guy at the 11th hour. That's how they play. The Democrats are dirty, folks. I'm telling you, they're so dirty, they're unbelievable. They're dirty to each other, which you saw between Hillary and Bernie, right? And they're also and even in the state. I mean, there have been elbows thrown for how long in this state about, no, it's my turn. You know, you're over there. No, this person's going to go, not you. And I mean, so they're a nasty group by and large, they are a nasty group. I mean, not everyone is. I've met good Dave O'Connell. I could hug him up there at Antler and it doesn't matter, Mohawla area. But you know, my point is the vast majority of them are just vicious. It's an industry for them. And that's what you're seeing. I think I think Heidi Heitkamp is phony. I think she's a liberal lawyer that came out of the EPA and she doesn't, you know, really want it bad enough now. So, she can raise money, but she's going to just half-heartedly go into this and doesn't care that she, you know, does what she does with Chuck Schumer and Dapple in my mind in Dapple, and I hear this 5 times a week, somebody somewhere says this 5 times a week, which amazes me that it isn't forgotten, Mary. But people do remember. And her decision there was, I'm not going to lead because I'm going to make somebody mad. Therefore, I'm going to turtle. Therefore, I'm going to hide under the desk. That was her conscious decision in Dapple. And you know all you need to know about the character of Heidi Heitkamp after that decision. Period. End of statement.
Yep. You know, it's well known and well understood that she strongly represents the Native Americans, and I don't have an issue with that.
No, she doesn't. That's phony, too. Look at their lot in life, number one. Donald Trump was right. What do you got to lose? These people are taking you for granted. I mean, number one. If she was really taking care of the Native American community, Mary, I would argue she would have taken a side in Dapple. She would have decided what she was going to do. Yep. She stuck it to him. Yep. She didn't care about the Native American community. She cared about her.
I guess you're right on that, because she would have, bringing Obama out here and that was the only place they went and that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, I mean, I spent enough time on down in that res that growing up that I know it hasn't changed any. It's still exactly as rotten of a lifestyle as anybody could imagine, and I feel bad for those people. And when she started giving the appearance that she was working for them, I was kind of happy that somebody was standing up for them. But like you said, she didn't do anything for anybody on that side, and I just at that point thought, okay, she's not, because she doesn't want to get them mad, but on the other hand, she doesn't want to do anything for the rest of us either.
I have to tell you a really quick story on the high five. I never watched Senate votes. Don't have the time to. Happened to this time. Saw the vote. Saw the look on Chuck Schumer's face as soon as she voted no, and he did a little happy dance over to her. Came at her with a hand. And I think she thought that was weird, so maybe I'll shake, maybe I'll whatever. So she argues it wasn't a high five. Who cares what it was? It was celebrating a vote that said it was okay to kill a baby when it feels pain at 20 weeks. Period. End of statement. It was a continuation of her radical record on abortion, and she wants to make it about a handshake. It's not about that. I snapped a shot right there because I was on my TiVo so I could back it up, and I puked. I really did. I was so sick to my stomach that anybody could do that, and I tweeted it out. And honestly, it's been viral ever since, and part of ads. And literally that night, I was hearing from her campaign saying, you can't use C-SPAN footage. You can't use C-SPAN footage.
I remember that.
Yeah, and I guess I got caught. Now it's I can't use, and last time I checked, she doesn't own C-SPAN. So anyway, you're right on those 2 points without question, Mary. And I appreciate your passion. Appreciate you, you know, talking that out, because I think it helps other people do it, too. So you take care, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Sounds like you might have some grandkids in the car. I was thinking that maybe I heard one of the kids.
I do.
Yeah. Good for you. You have a lucky, lucky life. That's for sure. You take care, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. More of What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Todd, look at the phones. How many lines? Do we have 50 lines?
No. You're right about now, right?
10 minutes of the show.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Butler Machinery invites you to Field Days. Join them August 28th and 29th to test drive the all-new Challenger 1000 Series, the Rogator C Series, and more. Plus, learn how genuine AGCO parts can support all your AGCO equipment brands and give you more uptime in the field. Remember to stop by Butler Machinery to stock up on all the AGCO parts products you need for the fall. Then join them for Field Days on August 28th and 29th. Call Butler Machinery for more details.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You got it now. That's like a, one of the at a game, right? With the marching band up in the stands, and you're trying to pump up the team during a timeout. I remember that one. I used to be a director. It's a long story I won't go into now, but I was 5 or 6, and they put a little red jacket on me, and I'd go next to the director in Laverne.
Dying to see that.
There is a photo somewhere. I'll try and find it, and we'll do that on some Throwback Thursday. Yeah, exactly right. 11 before the top of the hour, the parade music is because Todd and I, and all of you, we hope, are you going to come join us and have a great time? at the Autumn Fest Parade.
Do not forget the baton there, Scott.
Okay, I got to make a note of that, the baton.
And the maple long john stuff.
All right, yeah, Sandy's donuts he wants, too. Yeah, so there's going to be donuts there, they tell me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so donuts, free T-shirts, and we walk in the parade. The 9:15, you get there, and then line up about 9:30, and then parade starts at 10, and Congressman Kramer's early in the parade. So if you want to follow him, you'll be fairly early in the parade. And we don't know the number of Senator Heitkamp because they don't call us back. Although some nice fella did at least today give us the details of where to go and what time, and you line up at 10, and I imagine that's because they're later. See, so your lineup time is based on when you your number in the parade. So you can go a little later if you're for Heidi and get your T-shirt and all your stuff from her. Somebody did say, I just want to tell you to be full disclosure, she's not going to be in the parade. So I don't know who knew that, but somebody said she will not be in the parade.
So she's declining the invitation, okay.
Yeah, we're going to put an empty chair on the parade route and push it. We'll push an empty chair and put her name on it and say, well,
you want me to get our trailer, put a chair on there,
yeah,
and we can...
She doesn't care about people. She doesn't care about people. These people in the parade, she doesn't care about them.
Considering where we're lined up in the parade, that would be hilarious. And here's her float, and it's just an empty chair. There you
go. Now, to be fair, I'm guessing, I don't know this, but I'm guessing she's in the West Fargo parade. She's in West Fest, which is a good parade, a lot of fun. So she decided to avoid the parade pole. This is all about a parade pole. The people behind, that's why it's important, not just kind of fun. It is kind of fun. Your feet get sore, or unless you wear the black boots. I don't remember the brand name, but Doug Hilly told me, we wear blank around here. And I put those on.
Red
and
Wing?
Like, no, black, like a black kind of rubber-like.
No, but Red Wing is a brand.
I understand, but I haven't seen many Red Wings that are black, but maybe they do. This has a little, white logo on it, white kind of logo, and if anybody knows, text me, because I'll round those up and have a little more comfortable feet. And by the way, anybody in the audience that has someone they love that they want to make sure they can protect, any employer out there, you concerned about your employees, do you, a lot of hands up, CPR, AED, First Aid, North Dakota Safety Council, Workforce Safety and Insurance. And by the way, region's leader at Safety Council, region's leader in CPR and AED and first aid training for the workplace. And they offer the only nationally recognized certification that meets all OSHA first aid requirements. I mean, if you work for, with 100 people, odds are somebody someday is going to just drop. What's wrong? Well, the Safety Council trains you. It meets OSHA's requirements. This just makes perfect sense. NDSC.org, NDSC.org to schedule that, okay? So Larry in Bismarck said he likes Dianne Feinstein, and I should stop making fun of Dianne Feinstein. Is that what you said, Larry?
No, not exactly. When Dianne Feinstein came out with this revelation the other day, anytime the left comes out with a story or any news that's from an anonymous source or a confidential source that can't be revealed, my mind automatically goes to fake news, untrue, not to be paid attention to. So that's why I'm at with that.
Makes good sense. I was only joking about you being a fan of hers, but you're right. Me too, right away. Boom. There we go. Fuller, Fargo, go. You're next.
Hey, this deal about the Indians and the Heitkamp, I tell you what, that's the most ridiculous bit of government-sponsored and mandated racism I ever heard. That whole thing, they should be completely erased. No special designation. She should not be capitalizing on that difference. They should have 20% of their funding reduced every year for 5 years, and then they could fight for their gravy just like the rest of us. They could get along just fine. The government is telling them they can't make it without them. It's the most...
It's contrarian. It's the opposite, isn't it, Fuller? It's the exact opposite. They have been abused by the government. Abused. But the drive for more votes is the reason. Appreciate your call. From one Mary to another, Mary in Bismarck, says a texter, I agree totally what you said. I voted all those years and feel horrible about it. Just not informed. Gosh, you hear that a lot. You really hear that a lot. You know, you do. Dana and Judd has been waiting a long time, and I need to get him in here real quick, Dana. I've got I have literally 20 seconds for you because we're going to end here. Go.
Hey, good afternoon, good morning, everyone.
I wanted to ask General Kramer, I talked to him last Friday about meeting with the president to share my idea how to change the policies, and I haven't heard anything back. But
well, you got to call his office. You know, he probably did that. I mean, you and 1,000 of your closest friends did the same thing, but that's why it's great to be us and have him here, and he'll be back, and his son will be here a week from Tuesday. And I'm going to Norway because I just want to escape it all. No, not, well, I am going to Norway, but I'm not going to Norway until June. So we'll wait on Norway to June. But I did see Carol Juven yesterday, and he's really excited about this tour. And if you want more information on it, call the best tour guide on earth. The man knows Norway and the people like you can't believe. 800-343-0093. And still room on our D.C. trip, but lots of inquiries. We're going December 4th. I can't wait. Email me. We'll get you the info. ScottH@flagfamily.com. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money. Values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support in all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.